Could you tell me a little bit about 2010 and how you sort of got in touch with them?
And so once I realised, the first person I came out to was my cousin who went to my school. When I found out through another high school friend of mine that he was gay, certainly alarm bells rang, and I thought I need to get in touch with him, because by that stage I definitely knew I was gay. So I came out to Ben, and he was working at the Imperial Hotel at the time. So, and he told me about 2010, and let me know what type of services they provided, and he let me know that, you know, they could certainly help me out with housing, because I knew that when I would tell my parents that I was gay, that it wasn't going to go down very well, and I knew that I'd have to seek refuge somewhere. So I got in touch with the counsellors at 2010 and had a number of counselling sessions with them. And then got involved and applied for Austudy, and had to speak to the counsellors there and basically explain my story and my family situation, and that I was unable to live at home. It was my first year of uni as well, so it was all quite overwhelming at the time. So 2010, a gay and lesbian youth organisation dedicated to helping young gays and lesbians find housing, find jobs, counselling services, also help bring families back together. So even if the parents at the time can't accept it but are willing to go through counselling, then they offer those services as well. And they also have a lot of troubled youth who are either, you know, being abused or have drug or alcohol abuse, so they have lots of contacts with them and with docs and other organisations to help young gays and lesbians. So originally, originally with 2010, I was placed in a one-bedroom flat. So in Nelson Street, they had a number of one-bedroom units or like studio apartments. But it was kind of like a Melrose, young Melrose place, because all the kids in there, there was, I think there was only like 10 apartments, and they're all quite, all young people living there. So it was quite a, even though it was separate units, it was still quite a community housing feel to it. So it was nice to meet other young gays and lesbians who were going through the same thing and talk to them. And then, but when the entire units had to be, weren't structurally sound because they had a white ant problem, so they had to then replace all the residents there whilst the building got fixed. So then we moved into the beautiful heritage house on Glee Point Road, which was, I think, 128 Glee Point Road. And I lived in there with, again, other queer students who only through university as well had been placed through the housing there, which was good. So it was fun at the time, and it was very much like a university, you know, frat house kind of scenario, just a queer version, I think.
So did you go out with the people that you lived with, or were you, I mean,
sometimes when I when I was at uni and became the president of Queer Girls, I also had a friend of mine who needed to move out of home at the time in 2010. Had were able to place him in a room in the house that I lived in, because the house that I lived in on Glee Point Road had five bedrooms. Really large house. And so Mark then moved with me, and he was the president of Queer Boys, and I was the president of Queer Girls, so it all sort of started from there. And, so yes, they became my, I guess my housemates at the time became my friends as well. And it was good having young gays and lesbians who were university educated in there as well. We were all students.